Do you honestly think that we have a chance?
Of stopping the Illuminated Ones or saving ourselves?
Either or. Neither nor.
I don't know, Doc. I reckon we can whip their asses, frankly. But I really couldn't call it over whether you and I or Jack survive.
I would have said the same. I just hope that at the very least we can be in at the kill, as it were.
The recon party had now reached the edge of the ville, where Nita came to meet them.
What's happening, Nita?
A lot of nothing, Tammy, by the looks of it.
You fuckwit, don't talk in riddles, just say it.
Look, get off my back, Dad. Shut it, both of you. Save that shit for if we ever get time.
The gate second-in-command raised an eyebrow toward Christy that spoke volumes.
Now tell me what's happening in the ville, and keep it brief.
Nita nodded slowly, taking a second to compose herself before beginning.
Okay, well, this end, the sec posts have either been deserted or wiped out, as the wags just swept in. I don't know about the other three roads, but the wags are in the center of the ville down the main drag. They're just sitting there at the moment, picking off the enemy and soaking up the crossroads fire.
What about the ville sec and the people?
Far as I could tell, they're all just grouped together along each side of the drag and are trying to blast the wags. They don't realize they can't hurt them.
Tammy thought for a moment, looked up at the position of the sun, and then turned to the others.
Okay. By the time the main party gets here, we'll have a couple hours of sun left. They shouldn't be that long, but I want a full report ready for Gloria. We need to know the full situation. So we'll pair up and take each compass point. Report back here as soon as you can. Nita, saddle up with Det.
But...
Put up with it and keep your mouth shut, lady. That should keep those two quiet.
The recon party split and headed at a gallop for the sec posts at the edge of the ville on each of the four blacktop roads. Tammy headed for the farthest, whipping her horse into a gallop, closely followed by Christy. Where they'd met Nita was about a half mile from the sec post on that particular road. So they traveled around the town at a half-mile radius to the sec posts at each point in and out. It gave them a degree of safety, lest anyone be manning those posts, but made the journey longer. It also made it hard to tell what was happening in the ville. Christy felt her hair blow free, billowing out behind her, as the horse galloped toward the post. The fact that it flowed so freely suggested that they'd find no one at the post. Maybe no danger would befall them at all.
Tammy! It's over there!
Christy pointed across the empty fields toward a clump of vegetation where the signs of a sec post were clearly visible. The camouflage was so poor she thought it might be deserted. Nonetheless, both women slowed their horses and drew their blasters. But the post was deserted. There were no chilled sec men, nor was there any sign of a firefight. But the deserted station did look as though it had been vacated in a hurry, and a single tire track led away toward the ville.
Looks like someone came for them in a hurry.
I figure they wanted all hands and blasters back on that main drag as soon as possible. Let's hope they've done that on all the posts.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier for us if they're all in the one place. Provided we can actually get something done before they run out of ammo or get themselves chilled.
I'll second that. Let's get back there and find out.
They turned their horses and headed back toward the rendezvous point. When they came in sight, they could see that the other recon pairs had returned from their nearer targets and were waiting for them. Looking toward the distant hill, Christy could see the gate convoy approaching.
Listen up, ladies. Our set post was empty, and it looks like they were pulled back rather than getting into a firefight and retreating. No chilled, either. Reports?
The others said that they'd found similar situations on all the posts except the one that lay immediately before them. There, three of the four sec that regularly manned the posts were chilled, with no sign of a fourth, who may have managed to retreat and warn the town of the approaching danger.
Okay, so we're clear on all points, and all our actions concentrated down that main drag. Guess Gloria and Ryan will have a few ideas about that.
Christy, without pondering the matter, was sure that Ryan already had a germ of a plan in his mind, and she suspected that she knew what it might be. The first convoy wag rolled up, with Ryan and Gloria dismounting before the horses had even come to a halt. The gate queen demanded a report of Tammy, who gave it concisely. Gloria then turned to Ryan.
That's how it stands, then. Two sides of crossroads with the scumfuckers in the middle, waiting for them to run out of ammo. Any ideas on how to stop the wags?
Yeah. We play this right, and we can help out Robertson and his shit-useless sec, as well as getting ourselves away into the redoubt.
This had better be good, Ryan.
It is. But we really need to get our shit together and quick. Gather everyone around.
When the warriors had dismounted and were gathered, Ryan outlined his plan.
If we don't get ourselves chilled first, it might just work.
It'll have to, because if it doesn't, we're gonna run right out of time.
The gate convoy split into two sections, with the mounted recon party riding beside them. They were well briefed on what they needed to do to get into position, and from where they'd be able to communicate. Heading off in the opposite directions, the split convoy headed out to the roads that ran at right angles to the one on which they'd stood. To travel out and then loop in past the empty sec posts, they'd approach the ville from either side of the main drag, and arrive at the rear of the bars and gaudies that lined the street, and from which the crossroads dwellers were mounting their defense. They knew that the illuminated wags had approached alone, and that there were no scouts to let them know of reinforcements approaching. The only danger lay in an overzealous defense from any crossroads sec that may be guarding the backs of the buildings. Ryan and Gloria's wag headed one way, accompanied by Mildred and Docs. Jack and JB, still on the armory wag with John, headed for the other side of the main drag with their sec outriders, including Tammy and Christy. There was little chance for any immediate communication, as the wags and horses ate up the distance between their original line of travel and the ville's outskirts. As they entered, it was like a ghost town. The plowed fields and residential dwellings were deserted. It was only as they approached the main drag that the sounds of activity were heard. As they passed the med building, Mildred thought of Hector and wondered how he'd been coping, or if he'd succumbed to the disease. Was he even there now?
Couldn't cover a fart in a tin can.
JB unconsciously echoed Mildred's thoughts as the armory wag approached the rear entrances to the main drag. On the opposite side, Ryan felt the same way.
They've left the rear totally exposed. If we'd wanted, we could have come and mopped them up before they even knew it.
Shit, they really do need our help.
When they finally met some of the ville dwellers, only a token defense was offered. But the blaster fire was so inaccurate that the convoys were able to take cover with ease and incur no casualties.
Stop firing, you stupid bastards! We've come to help you, goddammit!
Ryan! That you?
Yeah, Yardy.
Hold your fire!
Yardy ambled from the rear of one of the buildings and came over to where the One-Eyed Warrior and Gate Queen were sheltered. His expression as he saw Gloria would have been worth a laugh under different circumstances.
Where the fuck did you all come from?
No time to explain, but listen. There are more of us on the other side. We have some weapons that may disable those bastards, but we need your help to make it work.
On the far side, JB was outlining the same plan to Robertson, the Baron leading his people by example.
But I don't understand why you want to try and take one of the wags. Shit, if you've got blasters like theirs, surely you can just womp the shit out of them.
No, not that easy. For one, we can only fire at the unprotected parts of the wags. The lasers just whiz off the rest of the damn thing like any normal shell. You think they wouldn't protect their own wags against weapons like theirs? And two, we need to take one of them, so we can carry out the next part of Ryan's plan.
That's what I don't get.
Doesn't matter right now. If we don't get this bit right, then there won't be the next bit. Are you with us?
Like we have a choice?
Yardy hadn't even bothered to argue with Ryan's plan, and the gate party was in the middle of spreading themselves along the bars and gaudies, using the back entrances to slip in and explain the plan to the defenders while adopting offensive positions.
Think the others are in position, Ryan?
They watched the illuminated wags sit malevolently in the street outside.
Should be. Let's find out.
The one-eyed warrior slipped out the back of the bar and ran to the end of the drag. There, beyond where the wag sat, there were alleyways on either side of the drag. He stole into one and looked at the alleyway opposite. It was empty.
Shit.
He settled to wait. Within a few minutes, JB arrived in the empty alleyway. He signaled to Ryan that everything was set. The one-eyed man pointed to his wrist chron and held up five fingers. The armorer nodded, then disappeared. Ryan watched him go, then ran back toward his own post, poking his head into each back door and yelling the countdown to those within, knowing that JB would be doing the same. All the while, he noticed that the constant stream of blaster fire from both sides of the main drag was answered only by intermittent laser fire that took chunks out of walls, but wasn't directed to chill.
Run us dry, and experiment on us like goddamn guinea pigs, fucking bastards.
He reached the last of the bars and gaudies. The task accomplished, he returned to his post next to the gate queen.
Okay.
All set. We go in 3.5 minutes.